This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump held nearly an hour-long news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May Friday. It was the first official media briefing since Trump's explosive interview with the Sun newspaper was released Thursday. In it, the president blasted May, blamed London's mayor for terror attacks against the city, and argued Europe was losing its culture because of immigration. Trump was asked to expand on his immigration comments in Checkers on Friday.
I just think it's changing the culture. I think it's a very negative thing for Europe. I think it's very negative. I think having Germany, and I have a great relationship with Angela Merkel, great relationship with Germany, but I think that's very much hurt Germany. I think it's very much hurt other parts of Europe.
May also responding to those comments.
The UK has a proud history of welcoming people who are fleeing persecution to our country. We have a proud history of welcoming people who want to come to our country to contribute to our economy and contribute to our society. And over the years, overall immigration has been good for the UK.
Protests follow Trump's visit. A giant balloon depicting the president as a screaming orange baby flew over London Friday as tens of thousands marched through the streets in protest. President Trump says he received a very nice note from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that praises the efforts by Trump to improve relations between the two countries per their summit last month in Singapore. This follows U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's meeting in Pyongyang, where afterwards Korean state media described the talks as regrettable. This is VOA News. Cameroon's military says 10 armed Anglophone separatists have been killed after staging an attack against the country's defense minister during a visit to a town in the restive southwest. Military spokesperson Colonel Dedere Badjek says Defense Minister Joseph Betty Osomo was leading a military delegation to motivate soldiers in the town of Kumba late Thursday. This when separatists hiding in nearby bushes started shooting at the convoy.
La confrontation a commencé. Et s'il vous plaît, sous des feux bien nourris.
Badjek says the terrorists, who were heavily armed with war weapons, poison spears and more, started shooting ceaselessly toward the military convoy and the minister's car for about 30 minutes. He says the military fired back and hundreds of the attackers escaped to the bushes, where they are still being hunted by the military. Several delegation members were injured, but the minister was unharmed. Cameroon's president, one of Africa's longest-serving leaders, says he will run again in October's election. The 85-year-old president, Paul Biya, has been in power since 1982. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is returning to the country from London Friday to face a 10-year prison sentence on corruption charges. Sharif and his party, the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, released a video from the plane where Nawaz acknowledges he will be taken straight to jail. He also said, "I want to tell Pakistanis I have been doing this for you. Walk with me, join hands with me, and change the destination of the country." Sharif was sentenced in absentia last week over the purchase of high-end properties in London, dealing a serious blow to his party's bid weeks ahead of July 25th polls. Syrian government forces continue to regain ground in the south of the country, moving closer to the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, Edward Uranian reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday visited the Russian capital Moscow, reportedly to ask Russian President Vladimir Putin to prevent Iranian forces and their militia allies, including Lebanon's Hezbollah, from bringing their men to within 80 kilometers of the Golan Heights demarcation line, negotiated by former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger in 1974. The Israeli newspaper Haaretz reported it had received information from diplomatic sources saying Russia was working to push Iran away from Israel's border with Syria. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1. VOA.